leather autograph book, and his black leather pastoral pumps, and his pressed black robes, and his tidy black beard of which he was so proud, and his hat that stuck out of the crowd. Oh, there he'd sit, at his table at the Edgewater Hotel, wearing his ecclesiastical furs, and lunching with two giggly and none too healthy looking young men. And in his shirt pocket up close to his heart was his autographed picture of Robert Mitchum, which he no doubt used in an impure way.
And I was at home rehearsing my choir.